This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have been discussing mostly Black Friday-related news here, not just the fights that have been about on par with previous years, although there have been some shootings today. It's not really clear whether or not any of those had anything to do with the actual shopping going on.
One of them had to do with a parking spot.
That's probably the closest one, yeah. One of them was an alleged fight over a parking spot. But for the most part, people are behaving themselves pretty well, and stores are crowded. I was in Walmart late last night, or early in the evening, actually, and it was pretty busy in there. Definitely not as busy as some of the videos that I've seen so far, where there's, you know, thronging mass of people. You can barely walk around in the store in those cases. The toll-free number tonight, if you want to share your experience, you can join us at 855-450-FREE. We're also discussing cannabis stores selling special deals on Black Friday, which they're calling Green Friday. They apparently also had last year Weed Wednesdays as well, or Weed Wednesday, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, which led us to talking about Denver, Colorado, and the initiative that did pass. 53% of the folks in Denver went ahead and voted for Initiative 300, which would establish a permitting process to qualify local businesses as places where one could have a marijuana consumption area, which would allow customers to bring in their own weed and make sure there was no cannabis for sale on the premises for some reason. Why they created that rule, I don't really know.
But well, that would have to be a different license.
To allow cannabis dealers to allow people to smoke?
Yes.
So in the rest of the story here from thekindland.com, the outrageous news is that Denver News 9 is reporting the bureaucrats over at the Liquor Enforcement Division, who apparently have been tasked with enforcing marijuana rules, have published a new rule all of a sudden, right after 10 days after the initiative won at the polls, saying that starting in January 1st of 2017, marijuana consumption at any business that holds a liquor license is forbidden. Statewide regulation does not allow for any local exemptions. Back in Denver, an applicant under the rules of Initiative 300 is required to, quote, garner at least one additional approval from an eligible neighborhood organization prior to applying for a permit with the city, which accounts for Initiative 300's full name, the, quote, Neighborhood Supported Cannabis Consumption Pilot Program Initiative, unquote.
Right, so you need to get, like, the Chamber of Commerce or, you know, the Elks Lodge or some community group to say, yeah, we're cool with the people over there allowing people to eat cannabis or smoke it.
The measure was drafted to extend public consumption application rights to a wide assortment of art galleries, coffee shops, entertainment venues, bars, restaurants, yoga studios, and private clubs. Applicants will need to illustrate compliance with the Colorado Clean Indoor Air Act and a capacity for odor control and responsible cannabis consumption in designated areas shielded from public view. Bars, restaurants, and clubs holding a liquor license need not go through all that bother. As a pilot program, Initiative 300 will need to be extended by an additional voter initiative or city council action, or it will face extinction in 2020. So it's not even a permanent gig. And this whole idea that marijuana use, we need to shield the public from being able to see somebody holding a joint to their lips or something like that, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
I'm just thinking of, you know, like people eating cannabis-infused cookies or brownies.
We can't let anyone see that.
We can't let anybody see you eating that brownie. But why? This other brownie, that's okay.
Why is it so offensive? I mean, because, look, I understand that there are laws against smoking inside. I don't agree with them, but I get that they exist. But those people are free to smoke outside. Smoke cigarettes, that is. You
correct.
Can't do that with a marijuana cigarette, however. It's illegal.
All consumption of cannabis in public is prohibited
correct
in Colorado.
The action is the same. Someone puts a white stick into their mouth, they light the end of it, and then they drag on it. I mean, that's basically the same thing. I guess you could argue if somebody's out there with a bong or something like that, that that would be a little bit different. But technically, there's nothing illegal about walking around in the streets with a bong full of tobacco.
Right.
So it just doesn't make sense to me. Is it something about...
Oh, you're trying to use logic, Ian.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to understand why people are so against it. Is it some sort of... like prohibitionist or Puritan?
It's definitely a prohibitionist mindset, and
like the Puritan
same
mindset
sort of thing, to where you're allowed to drink alcohol in your house, you're allowed to drink alcohol inside a restaurant or inside of a bar, but you're not allowed to have that same alcoholic beverage on the sidewalk. Then it's an open container, and that's illegal.
Right.
Because reasons.
Here in Keene, they have some sidewalk areas in front of bars. But there's a rule that says that you have to hand your drink to the doorman, go and take your seat. So if you're leaving the bar, or whoever, yeah, any bar staff, if you are wanting to go out into the outdoor seating area and you have a drink inside, you cannot walk the 3 feet or 4 feet or however wide that sidewalk is. You cannot traverse the 4 foot wide sidewalk to go from the front door to the seating area. No, you have to hand the drink to someone from the bar, then go out, get into your seat, and then the bar person can then come and bring that to you. It's insane.
Well, something else that's insane, and I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but the location where we have Social Sundays, which is our weekly gathering.
Right on Main Street in Keene.
They sell beer and wine at this facility. They are not allowed to hand the bottle over the counter.
Really?
If somebody orders a beer or a sangria or a bottle of wine, the cashier opens it and has to walk around the counter and then hand it to them on the other side of the counter.
Yeah, I don't hardly ever order drinks there, so I've never really noticed that at all. That's interesting.
I don't order drinks there either, but I've seen it happen numerous times.
I'm sure that's some dumb city ordinance. It probably isn't. It probably doesn't even have to do with the liquor commission. It's probably a city ordinance, because I'm pretty sure the whole crossing the sidewalk thing is Keene City ordinance.
Yeah, it's all part of the open container thing.
So anyway, with the exclusion of liquor-licensed businesses, Denver's neighborhood-supported cannabis consumption pilot program is the nation's first plan for legal and regulated social use. And it says here that we should applaud that, and I'm not going to. I don't think that it's a good thing that we need to, that there are regulations over where someone can smoke some cannabis. I don't understand the fear. I don't understand this prohibitionist mindset of, look, you've already got legal cannabis. You've lost the fight. Prohibition on cannabis is pretty much over. The only reason why it tends, or the only reason why it is still existing in any fashion is because the government is slow to change.
Right.
It's over. And so why it is that they need to continue to discriminate against people who just want to smoke a joint instead of, you know, tobacco or whatever, I just don't get it. Can someone explain that to me? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I think it has to do with somebody doesn't want, you know, some prude doesn't want to see someone getting high in public. There's something bad in their mind about that, that it will somehow, I don't know, inculcate their children into wanting to get high or something. That's all. That's the best I can, that's the best crack I can take at that one.
Yeah, I really have no guess other than, you know, people want to control people. And the claim in Colorado was that we're going to regulate cannabis like wine, and you're not allowed to drink wine on the sidewalk.
That's okay, okay. Well, then maybe that's what it is. Because it's been that way for wine, it should be that way for anything else.
But here's a huge difference. With wine that's made from grapes, there are no laws on the books in Colorado that regulate how many grapes you can purchase when you go to the grocery store. There's no regulation on how many grape plants you can grow in your yard. So, you know, they claim we're regulating it like wine, but yet there's all of these regulations that apply to cannabis that do not apply to wine.
Yeah, the best I can hope for is that a lot of this crap will not be the case in New Hampshire. I mean, I don't want to get my hopes up too high, but, you know, at some point, weed's going to be legal in New Hampshire.
Yes.
And hopefully, whatever it is, whatever legislation it is that passes here can somehow be less insane than these other states. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But what is Black Friday like in North Korea? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll talk about that coming up here in moments. And this is Free Talk Live's live Black Friday edition.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Right here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Got comments on Black Friday, maybe experiences you want to share. You're welcome to do that. We're changing gears, and we'll talk about the marketplace in North Korea. No, they don't have Black Friday sales in North Korea. They don't even have stores, generally, from which you could have a Black Friday sale. At least not like you think of them here. We'll talk more about what exactly buying things is like. Because, obviously, people are still alive in North Korea, so how is it that they, you know, manage to sustain life? We'll get into that here in moments.
Dear Leader gives them life.
That's what he would have you believe. But the reality is Dear Leader's looking the other direction as the black market gives them life. Healthcare is all messed up in the United States, and we need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. And sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy, and doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You get a proactive assessment daily, health assessment that is, and no charge, 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You know, HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. With HealthExcellenceSelect.com, you can get a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You'll love the service and price at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Story from the Washington Post by Hyung Jin Kim from the AP, November 22nd, in South Korea, hundreds of capitalistic markets, South Korea is where the story was written, but it's about North Korea, hundreds of capitalistic markets, each with thousands of stalls, form the glue that holds North Korea's socialist planned economy together. This according to defectors who have sold medicinal herbs, skinny jeans, TV sets, foreign drama CDs, and other goods there in order to make a living. Cha Ri-hyuk, age 31, who came to South Korea in 2013, says, quote, "People there say North Korean markets have everything but a cat's horn. They truly have everything there. If North Korea shuts down markets, it will collapse too." North Korea has tolerated and taxed some market activities since the country's state rationing systems crumbled amid an economic crisis and famine that killed an estimated hundreds of thousands in the mid-1990s. The economic boost that the markets provide has helped leader Kim Jong-un keep a grip on power and further his nuclear ambitions, leaving the North's harsh political system and alleged human rights abuses largely untouched. But some political analysts note that market activities are gradually infusing North Koreans with new ways of thinking that eventually could loosen the authoritarian government's hold over its 24 million people. You know, if people and we've talked about this previously to some extent, where they have what they call the Jangmadang generation. Were you here when the folks from Link came to actually give a presentation here? It was all about those markets, and it was about how the black market is essentially a tool for helping open people's minds to new ideas. In North Korea, it's incredibly indoctrinated. I mean, these people are brought up, you joked about it earlier, but truly, they are brought up to believe that Dear Leader Kim Jong-un and his father and grandfather before him are basically gods. Yes. And that they have... Everything that North Korea has is because of them, and anything that it doesn't have is because of the United States attacking North Korea. But basically anything good that happens in the country, the Dear Leader is given credit for it.
Right. Everything good that happens. And I have talked about this documentary multiple times where Lisa Ling went with a team of medical missionaries, and the doctors were doing cataract surgery on people. And after, you know, however many days, they removed the bandages and the people were, I can see again. And they were praying to this giant picture of Dear Leader. I will work extra hard in the salt mines for you, Dear Leader, for giving me sight.
Yeah, even though it was foreign doctors who did it.
Right. But, you know, Dear Leader allowed the foreign doctors to come in. And they were just the hands of Dear Leader.
Oh, there was another documentary, and I forget which one it was. I've seen a few of them now. Vice.com's done a couple good ones, where they're touring a gym, and the Dear Leader is being given credit for having designed the gym, designed the workout routines.
And people would only use the exercise equipment that had the little red plaque saying that Dear Leader has approved this piece of equipment.
Yeah, I mean, it seems it's funny, but it's also just really sad at the same time. So anyway, these people
And then didn't Dear Leader train the dolphins at Korean SeaWorld?
That's right. Yep, exactly. So he gets credit for everything. It's just completely ridiculous to us. It seems laughable and unrealistic. But if you're raised believing those things, there's really nothing that, you know, aside from someone working in the underground, some sort of person who's willing to break the law in order to tell you the truth,
right.
There's really nothing that's going to wake you out of that because
yeah.
you don't know any better. It's like the Truman Show, you know, where a great movie from the late 1990s where Jim Carrey is stuck inside of this television show that was built for him, and people
right.
all around the world are watching him, and he has no idea what the world is. This is his world. And so similarly, North Koreans are completely unaware of what the rest of the world is, but having markets starting to pop up, or not starting to, they've been around for a while now, but markets in existence in North Korea have been opening people's minds to new ways of thinking, to more self-sufficient ways of thinking, realizing that they cannot rely on the North Korean government after having learned that they're going to starve to death if they rely on the government. Back in the 90s is when they learned that, when people actually were starving to death.
Yes.
They learned the hard way that there must be something better. And what's better in this case are these mostly outdoor markets. South Korean University, Kyungnam University, one of their experts says, it's like potential forces which can fundamentally shake North Korea's systems are growing, he says. Satellite photos and testimonies of defectors show there are now about 400 of these now mostly outdoor markets called Jangmadang in the north. Recent surveys of refugees suggest most ordinary North Koreans resort to market activities for a living, as the country's public rationing systems have never been fully restored. Four defectors who talked to the Associated Press said they received no rations at all. North Korea has periodically tried to prevent markets from growing too fast by restricting the operating hours of markets or barring young people from working there. But such measures are often later withdrawn, according to activists specializing in North Korean affairs. The harshest measure was taken in 2009, when authorities replaced all currency and limited the amount of old bills that citizens could exchange in a bid to reassert control over the economy. But no serious measures have been implemented since Kim assumed power in late 2011 after his father's death. Kim has vowed to improve public livelihood while pouring resources into weapons programs to cope with what he calls increasing U.S. military threats. North Korea rarely allows international news organizations to conduct reporting at capitalistic-style markets. In 2004, however, the AP was given an unusual chance to film Pyongyang's crowded yet clean indoor Tonggil market, where neatly uniformed merchants sold goods including bananas, fish, vegetables, women's underwear, shoes, and tennis rackets. Defectors say the Pyongyang wholesale market near the North's capital is the biggest. And, it's interesting that Kim Jong-un, the newest dear leader over there, there was an article we read a while back suggesting that by leaving his hands off of these matters, he's doing good things for North Korea, that he's the best dictator that they've had in our lifetimes, basically. I mean, it's not saying a whole lot of great
right.
things about the guy. 855-450-FREE, more about what it's like to be in a market in North Korea. These things have been prohibited in the past and technically aren't legal today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want right here toll free. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us on this live Black Friday edition. We started out talking about Black Friday in the United States, but now we're moving over to North Korea, where they're, I don't know if they have Black Friday, but they...
We've been told to move to Korea before.
That's true. They have black markets, however, because all of their 400 marketplaces that they have are technically illegal, but they're basically tolerated. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up here, and you can join us at 855-450-FREE. Plus, if you've been thinking about getting your own blog or website, you've got a limited amount of time, which allows you to get 65% off of hosting over at HostGator.com. You can go to HostGator.com/FTL to get the special pricing on their hosting deals. And they're one of the top hosting companies out there, and they make it easy for you. Because one of the reasons why a lot of people don't do, don't put up a website is they're intimidated by the process. You know, if you're not a technical wizard, it can be very, very scary or intimidating to do that. Luckily, HostGator has got it down. They've got 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel, plus one click easy installation for WordPress, which is the key best content management system out there. It's great for blogs, it's great for websites, for business, and they'll help you with that. So go to HostGator.com/FTL to get 65% off their special Black Friday pricing, special rate for Free Talk Live listeners. And also, don't forget, HostGator's got a 99.99% uptime rating. By the way, I don't know how long this Black Friday special is supposed to last for. So they told us we had it early because we've been promoting it all week long, and we did. We've had it early, but I don't know when it expires. So you may not want to wait too much longer on that. HostGator.com/FTL. If you wait too long, it'll probably go down to 50% off, which is what our deal was before. So why wait? If you've been thinking about it, now's the time to get off the fence. HostGator.com/FTL, 65% off for Free Talk Live listeners. More about North Korea black markets in moments. But first, Sarah's on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
So today is the big holiday DWI and reckless driving shakeup, and we're doing that in New Mexico.
Are you a cop?
No, I mean they're doing a lot of patrol checkpoints.
Okay.
But it's a national thing because it's a national day because everybody's driving home right now.
Not everybody. We're not driving home right now.
You're probably not driving right now, are you, Sarah? If so, it
would
be dangerous.
Sarah doesn't ever drive.
That's true.
No, I don't drive. After three car wrecks, no thank you. I ride a bus.
Because those never get in accidents.
Well, that's good. I don't know. The three accidents did it for me. But, I'm just trying to... have you found that the built-in breathalyzer, the cameras and the sensors, it's going to be mandatory in all the cars?
No, it's not.
So I just can't wait.
That's not going to happen. I mean, there are probably some busybodies like you who want to see that happen, where everybody would have to blow into a damn tube to start their car. But come on, that's not going to be standard equipment. I mean, I realize there's some ridiculous standard mandatory things that are forced by the government to be in cars. I understand that. But that one seems pretty unbelievable.
That's generally only added into somebody's vehicle after they're convicted of a certain number of DUIs.
Right.
And then it's only
temporary. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about built-in. Every car coming up the
I know what you're saying, and I'm telling you that I think you're full of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Well, the thing about it is that people are working on it. Like, it's just like they're working on
it. Just because there are busybodies like you who are trying to lobby for it doesn't mean it's going to happen. You understand that, right?
No, she doesn't.
I hope that it happens because did you know that what is it? We have 300 people, like two jumbo airplanes of that. It's about 300 people that get killed by drunk driving per week. I was told. I don't know. I mean, it sounds
hold
like
on. 300 people get killed by drunk driving in airplanes.
So on top, it's comparison to it's like you take two jumbo airplanes. I don't know how much.
She's saying the amount of people killed in two. The amount of people killed would be equivalent to the amount that would die in two jumbo jets or something.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
over some short period of time. So, Sarah, look. Are you saying that everybody who gets into a car should be treated like a suspect and submit to a search? That is what you're saying, though. You don't even understand what you're saying. To mandate that there be what these are called are ignition interlock devices, to mandate that these ignition interlock devices, which will not allow someone to start a car unless they are not drunk, unless they can blow clean into a tube or something like that. I've never actually seen one of them. I've only heard about them.
I've seen them.
To say that every car is going to have those, and therefore everyone would have to blow into something in order to start their car, that means that every single person who drives would be treated as though they are a suspect of drunk driving and would be subjected to searches being done on them by their own car in order to simply go from point A to point B. And if you are...
Think about it. Did you know that auto fatality is number 3
I don't care.
Sarah would be okay with banning vehicles because people die in them, which means buses would be banned because a bus is a vehicle.
I just saw on Thanksgiving Day, I was at my girlfriend's aunt's house for Thanksgiving dinner, and there was the television on. Normally, I don't get to see television, but I saw one of the newscasts, one of their previews showing a bus, like a school bus, that had been not only tipped on its side, but I don't know what...
Almost severed in half by a tree.
Yeah. Dude, I didn't know what had happened to it, but it was messed
up. 6 children died, about 20 more are in the hospital.
It was serious.
The driver has been charged with, I think, vehicular manslaughter.
Wow.
They initially came out with a report saying, we're investigating if drugs or alcohol were involved.
So they don't know.
And, that was the initial, and then 2 days later, nope, all of the blood tests came back negative. He wasn't drunk. There's always going to be some police guy that's like, well, we don't know if drugs. And if you don't know, then don't say anything. The reason they say it is because they want people to
suggest.
Think, yeah. Oh, well, this guy was probably drunk.
So, yeah, you're not safe in a bus, Sarah. In fact, a lot of buses don't even have seat belts on them. So if something terrible happens, it's not like you are going to be prohibited from moving out of your seat by some sort of restraining device. So anyway, you're asking for people to submit to a breathalyzer check every time they get in or out of a car. Not only is that demanding each driver in America be treated as a suspect constantly just for trying to go to work or for trying to go down to get some shopping done, but you're also going to be putting a huge imposition on other people who are driving for a living as well. What about the pizza delivery guy who's getting in and out of his car all night long?
Well, he shouldn't be drinking while he's delivering pizzas.
Sarah, what do you have to say to that?
What I'm going to tell you is that this breathalyzer, you're not going to be breathing into it. It's going to be detecting your alcohol level when you just sit there, when you breathe naturally.
That doesn't sound very effective.
That's not how the interlock devices work. You have to breathe into those in order to be able to turn
the
key.
The new technology, what I'm trying to tell you is that new technology, you're not supposed to, you don't blow into it. It's going to be automatic. When you stop driving, it's going to analyze the air.
No,
and stop the car.
Nah, I don't think so. You'd have to be really drunk. I mean, I'm no expert on science or whatever. So please, someone who knows more than Sarah or I could call in on this, because I'm pretty sure she doesn't know what she's talking about either.
She doesn't.
But the reason why you have to breathe into a device in a concentrated form is because if the particles from your you exhaling is too diffused in the car, then they're not going to be able to tell anything about who is drunk. And further, if there's more than one person in the car, they won't know who it is that is drunk. If there's, if you're that drunk to where some sort of device can actually pick up the amount of alcohol just floating in the air in the cab of the car, again, presuming you don't have the windows rolled down, would mean that the person in the passenger seat could also trip that thing off.
Right. And I just found numbers on drunk driving deaths. It was 10,625 total last year, which breaks down to 196 a week.
Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. I don't believe that one at all. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us here in the remaining moments of the live Black Friday edition of Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want here. Our number is 855-453. And it is the live Black Friday edition of the program. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Now, if you'd rather donate your money to something a little more effective than digging a hole in the ground, Daryl W. Perry has LibertyLobby.xyz. And it's actually a lot more effective. We were joking earlier about this. The Cards Against Humanity, where they're literally taking money from people and digging a hole for as long as people will pay them to dig a hole.
Yes.
But, Daryl, you are actually working towards more freedom here in New Hampshire. You've created a lobbying firm that is so far just you.
Yes.
Be nice to see it expand someday when it can afford to. But right now you've got a goal where you want to hit $5,000 a year over monthly payments from
yes.
folks, so around $400-something dollars per month.
Correct.
So what you're shooting for. Last I heard, you were over 50% towards that goal.
A little over 60, about 63%.
And the idea is to go to the State House on a regular basis, contact these 400 state representatives, or the ones that are most likely to do something,
right.
and move them in a more pro-freedom direction, right?
Right. And over the next couple of weeks, actually, for about one more week, actually, is when what the legislation will be for next year is being submitted.
Okay.
So they first have to file what's called a legislative service request, and I'm going through those and trying to target various bills based only on the title, which is all you have to begin with. Mm-hmm. And then, you know,
target them for what?
Things that I want to make sure these are bills that I'm going to read
okay.
and try to find out if this is pro-liberty or anti-liberty, try to persuade the sponsor in a more pro-liberty direction. If it's something that's kind of pro-liberty, if it's anti-liberty, hopefully try to persuade them to drop the bill altogether.
Right.
And right now there's been about 322 LSRs.
Wow.
That's the legislative service request.
Last year there were 800?
Correct.
Right?
Okay. And there's not been anything added to the system since Monday of this week.
They probably took most of the week off.
Right. So next week, you know, I'm going to have a lot of reading to do on what's being introduced, and then mid-December is when text of legislation will start coming out, and so I'll be reading and reviewing a bunch of legislation through December, and then beginning in January is when committee hearings begin.
So folks can get behind your efforts by going to libertylobby.xyz. They can donate on a monthly basis. You will take one-time contributions as
correct.
Well. PayPal, Bitcoin.
Dash.
Excellent.
And if you use Shapeshift, you know, there's 30-some-odd currencies that you can wind up sending through Shapeshift.
Perfect. So head on over there, get behind Daryl's efforts, because he's making a difference here in New Hampshire. If you care about freedom, this is the most likely place that it will succeed, and it's because of efforts of good activists like you, Daryl. So let's go to your calls and thoughts. More about the North Korean markets, if we get the chance. We've got Nick on the line. He's in California on via Skype. Go ahead, Nick.
Good evening, Daryl. Good evening, Ian.
Welcome.
Before I get started, I just want to say, Daryl, you're one of my favorite co-hosts, and I'm glad I got a chance to talk to you tonight.
Right. Thank you.
My pleasure. I'm 46. I've been smoking weed in California for about 20 years now.
All right.
And I've noticed that, you know, getting back to your weed conversation, how people are so against, you know, pot rolled up and smoking it. I think that will go away as it becomes more normalized. In California, I remember when I was smoking weed and I'd be out in public smoking weed and I was so afraid and someone would catch me and it'd be a big deal. You know, oh my gosh, they're smoking weed. Whereas now, I walk out on the street, normal sidewalk, I smoke weed, no one bats an eye. Every now and then, and out of respect, which I don't know why I do this, but I see I'm like a mother and a kid or something like that walking around a corner or something like that, and I'll put it down and try to hide it, you know, put it away. But I almost feel like even doing that makes it sound like I'm doing something bad, because cigarette smokers don't do that, you know. People drinking beer in a cafe don't put their beers away when a child comes into the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost feel like even doing that's a little too much than I should be doing, but I know how some parents can be.
Is
you know,
it illegal cold. If you are a medical cannabis user? Because right now California has just passed legalization. So for the last 20 years, medical has been in place since 1996 and Proposition 215 passed, making it the first state with legal medicinal cannabis. Was it legal or is it legal for cannabis users who are, you know, medically licensed to use in public?
No, it is not. But let me give you the caveat, and I can tell you from personal experience. As long as you're not – a cop doesn't want to deal with pot.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't want to. Most cops don't want to. If you're – if that's the only thing he has to deal with, like I have a personal experience where me and some friends of mine were in my front of my house smoking weed, and one of the neighbors called and said, hey – you know, so the and I live on a cul-de-sac, so as soon as we saw the cop come down, we knew what he was there for.
Right.
You know, it wasn't any, like, surprise. So he comes down the cul-de-sac, pulls right up to the driveway, and he walks up to me and he says, hey, would you guys go in the backyard? Your neighbors are, like, you know, your neighbors are kind of, you know, ratting you out.
Mm.
And I shook his hand, said thank you and appreciate it. They don't want to deal with this.
Yeah.
They know it's a harmless crime.
So I just pulled up.
Else.
I just pulled up the patient's guide to cannabis in California from Normal, and they have a question of where can marijuana be smoked, and apparently there was a state law SB 420 that bars cannabis smoking in no smoking zones within 1,000 feet of a school or youth center, except in private residences. It's banned on school buses and a motor vehicle that is being operated or while operating a boat. Patients are advised to be discreet or consume oral preparations in public.
So they're advised. Okay.
Right. And that's great. And that's actually what most marijuana users do. We're not trying to be out there in front of your kids, you know, at social events trying to smoke. Most of us, like for me personally, I want to be discreet. I mean, I hate to admit this, but I mean, I'm high all the time. I'm high at work. I'm high behind the wheel. I'm just high. But at work, I'm high right now. Yes. But if you have the question, I'm high. At work, I can't let my boss, my coworkers, my customers know that I'm high, so I take edibles in the morning before I go. And that lasts a long time. I'm high. I'm so much better with the customers. Oh, my God. On days I'm not high when I'm at work, you can tell, because the day goes by completely different when I'm not high. When you call a call service, you want that person to be high. Not that I work at a call service. But whenever you're dealing with someone who's, you know, you have to deal with customers, you want them, as a customer, I want that person behind the counter to be high. He's going to be a lot more friendly. He's going to be a lot more sociable. He might even give you some free stuff. I mean, so I want that.
Wow. Great call tonight, man. Thanks. Anything else you want to share, Nick?
Keep it smoky. That's all.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, back to North Korea real quick here. Talking about the markets, the jangmadangs, which is another word for more like market. I guess black market is included in that. But they actually say here that in order to work at one of these markets, and there are now 400 of them allegedly in North Korea, the merchant buys a stall and pays a daily tax to authorities. So I had thought these were all underground or just tolerated, but now it seems like they've moved from tolerating them into actually allowing them and taxing them. There is no official data on how much money North Korea collects from those merchants every year. Of course, there's not really any data on anything from North Korea items, which is why they don't ever end up in the Index of Economic Freedoms.
Right.
No one really knows. Items sold in jangmadangs are locally produced or imported or smuggled from China, South Korea, and elsewhere. South Korean-made clothes, shoes, and soap opera CDs are especially popular. Though it's illegal in the North to sell goods made by its arch rival, regular police crackdowns have not sapped demand. Lee O.P., who sold clothes at a Musan market in the Northeast before she made it to South Korea in December of 2014, said, quote, "No matter how high prices for South Korean clothes I called, they were all sold out." Unquote. She requested her first name be identified only as initials due to worries about the safety of her relatives left in the North. When North Korean police find people wearing South Korean clothes or dresses that they consider to be too skimpy or tight, they often take them to back alleys and rip parts of their garments with razors or scissors. The markets have given North Koreans a taste of foreign culture, eroded their dependence on a government that no longer feeds them, and opened up a new gap between rich and poor. There's little to suggest that the country's authoritarian rule has weakened, but at the same time, experts say the North must take care to avoid economic policies that harm the markets. For instance, the 2009 botched currency reform reportedly triggered widespread public complaints that led to the execution of a top Workers' Party official. There are risks in the business, whether authorities are hunting for contraband, cracking down on foreign currency, or simply committing graft. Lee O.P. says she decided to flee after police officers confiscated her whole savings for unauthorized phone calls with her daughter, who had already defected to South Korea. Now in South Korea, she says she was amazed at the social welfare programs directed at her and other underprivileged people. She says, "For me, it's like North Korea is a capitalistic country, while South Korea is a socialist country. In North Korea, if you don't have money, you'll just have to die." Interesting way to end that story. I wish we had more time for analysis. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com, and happy shopping this weekend.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.